Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Amano, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so that they can reach their potential. I do this by interviewing Rochester business movers and shakers. Today I have on the show Heather Caruso from Onyx Paving. Heather, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
With a name like Caruso, do you know what Avanti means?
Did I know you were going to ask me that?
How's that for the first
time? I got to take a quick guess, though, because I'm Italian.
Yeah.
Avanti. Yeah. Luxury?
Well, I like that, but it means move forward.
Okay.
Well, moving forward.
Okay.
That is what we do on the show, why I have a guest like you to help our listeners move forward, high achievers, leaders. So the goal of the show today is we're gonna just really pick your brain, pick out all the great nuggets that you've learned over the years.
Yeah.
And my job is to distill that to our listeners so that they can learn and grow and move forward. How's that sound?
I'm so ready.
So you're pick so away. Ready. Pick away. All right. Excellent. So Heather Caruso from Onyx Paving. We're gonna just start and hit it right now. Like, I found you on social media. Mm-hmm. I saw you on LinkedIn, and I thought, you know what? She's on fire. You know, I said, I'm going to reach out to this woman.
Thank you.
And I love your marketing. I love your social media. It seems like you've got great energy and a great attitude. And it seems like your business is just kicking it.
Thank you.
And I think, you know, as a unique competitive advantage, let's just hit it from the start.
Yeah.
Paving. You are a woman. Now, initially, that could sound sexist. And maybe it is. But it's just like if I owned a nail salon, you know, man owning a nail salon, you know, it's like, it'd make you say, right? So it's almost like a unique advantage for you. Like, yeah, that's right. I'm a woman in this kind of male dominated industry.
Very true.
So maybe I'm going to initially stand out that way. But then guess what? I'm going to blow you away with incredible service, quality, follow up, right? So it's kind of like you got a little hook. You're standing out a little bit, but then you are over delivering as well. I mean, just talking to you, it sounds like you've got a heck of a lot of happy customers, and you are very intentional about showing up when other people don't.
I am very much so. And what could I really say that you didn't already hit the nail on the head about, Dave? Absolutely, I agree, and I love being a woman in this industry. I got to say that I'm basically giving the industry a woman's touch to, you know, a man's field. And people, I have to say that when I show up at their house, they are pretty surprised to see me knocking at their door. And I think, though, once they start talking to me, they're extremely comfortable with the choice that they made to have me stop by in the first place, because I've been in this industry for over 20 years. So I've learned a lot about the products, the workmanship, everything about the industry, and we're expanding greatly each year. The business is just skyrocketing. We're getting into more things such as concrete and landscape work. So, you know, we have our hands in a lot of different areas in my company, but getting back to the whole woman in the industry thing, I do love being in this industry, like I said, and I'm glad that I could earn the trust and respect of customers through that.
Yeah. So once they meet you, they kind of put the woman in a man dominated industry, which is unfortunate, but they put that aside, and then they just like the quality of the work that you're doing.
They love the quality of the work that we're doing, actually. I have to say that. I'm proud. I'm a proud person, and everything I've ever done has been over 100%. So my business doesn't fall short of that. Everything that I have put myself behind, I'm proud of. And my business, like I said, is definitely something that I put all of my heart and soul into, and I want my customers to feel that way. So I give them everything that I have so they're comfortable.
That's fantastic. So why paving? How did you end up choosing this business?
Well, I have to say, about 22 years ago, I was previously married, and my ex-husband got offered a side job to do some seal coating work. So we picked that up because I was expecting my first child. So we started doing that on the side, and then little by little, it just started to grow and grow more rapidly. And then we started doing it full time as I was expecting my second child, and then again my third child. So we realized that this was an industry that it's something that the customer really don't want to do themselves, because it's a sticky, messy job, and we could do it cheaper than really what they can afford to do it for. So it was just booming. And, you know, through our advertising and our hard work and our satisfaction, it just grew enormously. But, you know, a few years, you know, down the road, unfortunately, I did end up, you know, getting a divorce, and I went into other things in my life, such as I opened a clothing store and I was managing a restaurant for some time. But it got a little overwhelming. So I decided when I got married again, my current husband said, you have all this knowledge and all of this, you know, power in this industry, and you know so much about it. Why don't you just open up your own business and do it for yourself? So I was willing to take the risk, and I sat down and I put together a business plan, and I said, you know, why not? It was, you know, it's a very profitable industry, and I like being a business owner. So I took all of that and my experience and knowledge and just said, hey, let me go for it. And here I am today.
Fantastic. I love it. I love it. Well, it's great that your husband and you, it seems like you're very supportive of each other.
Very much.
And separate, like he has his own thing, you have your own thing, but it seems like you're both incredible cheerleaders for each other as well, right?
Thank you. We do. We support one another. We know how important it is to have that kind of support because, again, I am a minority in this industry.
Yeah.
So I have to have that kind of support because it is tough. I deal with, you know, I do deal with a lot of men. But, you know, and I think also that I make the women more comforted in this industry because they can relate to me on a different scale than as if a man was to show up.
Right.
I think there's a little bit of trust, you know, right from the beginning.
Right.
And then, you know, again, when they start to talk to me and understand my knowledge and whatnot, that's when I really, you know, gain the business.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. And speaking as a man, you know, a lot of men will say, some men have some stones in their head, we'll say, right? So.
I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, you know, so you could be a little bit more, we'll say, compassionate, right? So,
yeah. I totally am a very compassionate person.
That's great.
On both scales.
I loved it. So. So now Onyx, did you just like that name? Is that your favorite?
You know, it wasn't my favorite stone, but it is now.
Yeah.
But I picked it because, you know, it does represent a black stone. But I thought, you know, how ironic. You know, we had a black stone, so let's do Onyx
Framing. Right. Yeah,
so it was a good fit.
And you do residential and commercial?
We do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do all residential and commercial work.
That's
getting
fantastic.
Into more industrial. I'm working on the WBE. Mm-hmm. I did apply for that, so I'm very excited to earn that because then I could just broaden my horizon and do you know, more jobs for the state and government and whatnot.
Oh my God.
I mean,
you've been doing this without the women business.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, the business has grown so dramatically, even in these past couple of years. I mean, I'm so excited to see what my WBE can bring me.
Yeah.
I do have certification through my NWBOC, however, which is a national certificate. So I'm certified to do some national stuff, which I can also do, but I want to focus on my WBE and I can't wait to get that under my belt.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exciting. I mean, to think that you've been doing this on your own without any women-owned certifications, and now that allow you to work more for the state, like government contracts,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah, good for you.
Yes.
So, Heather, believe it or not, we already have to take a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. I'm here with Heather Caruso. Love that last name.
Thank you.
Makes you want to sing some opera.
Thank
from Onyx Paving, and I am David Lally, your host.
Join Gordon Deal weekdays from 5 to 9 for America's Morning News on 1310 WOKR.
My Bad Back loves My Craftmatic.
My Bad Back loves My Craftmatic bed.
My Bad Back loves My Craftmatic adjustable bed.
These aren't actors. They're real people who sleep better every night thanks to their Craftmatic adjustable bed. Just call 800-410-6118. That's 800-410-6118 for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. Amaze yourself and see how little they cost. Rated number one nationwide on consumeraffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. So if you've ever had a bad night's sleep, wake up sore, stiff, with back, neck, or shoulder pain, call for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. Amaze yourself. See how little they cost. Call 800-410-6118. That's 800-410-6118. 800-410-6118. Call now.
This is a national health alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, we have important news. If you lost your supplier or if you need one, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to potentially be eligible. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details.
Call 800-373-4379. That's 800-373-4379.
Get free, no obligation information, free delivery to your door, and all the insurance paperwork is handled by our accredited agents for free. Call right now and you will also receive a free pedometer as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you or a loved one needs diabetic supplies and you have Medicare or private insurance, we can help.
Call 800-373-4379. That's 800-373-4379. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-373-4379.
Serving Canandaigua and Rochester's East Side. 1310 WOKR.
Great guest today. I always tell people my guests are movers and shakers. Mm-hmm. Got a great one, Heather Caruso from Onyx Paving.
Thank you much.
And Heather is started 2 years ago, Onyx, is that right?
This will be my third year.
You're in your third year. Mm-hmm. And so, for our listeners, a lot of them are beginning to middle stage business owners. Mm-hmm. And they love the story that, you know, they want to learn about, okay, you decided mm-hmm. to say, yep, I am going to get my DBA, go incorporated, hang the shingle. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing, right? Now you're like,
yes.
Okay, I am now CEO of my company. What do I do? So what were some of the first things that you did to get the flywheel turning?
Well, I actually wanted to research what made me successful prior, before I started putting all of my investments into this company. So in doing that, I know that the flyers worked very good for me, so I have distributors doing that. I know that social media now, everybody's utilizing that in any way possible just to get your name out there, because it is free advertising. It's great. So I took, you know, the bull by the horns and said, I'm going to do anything and everything that I can to make sure that I don't lay dormant and I'm remembered. So I took LinkedIn under my belt. I took Facebook under my belt. I took Twitter and Pinterest, and I built a website, and I threw my name out there, and people call me the queen of media on LinkedIn, which is great because I love it, and people feed into that, and they see it, and you're memorable, and you don't get lost in the mix. So I feel like always showing your face around is a good thing. So I do definitely advertise as much as possible, and I always give the best customer service that I can. And I think that my customers, with their feedback, they tell me, I just can't believe that you've gotten back to me already. Wow, I didn't have to wait, you know. And yeah, that kind of sets my company apart from others, you know, not to knock anybody, but, you know, I definitely know that strong customer service is happy customer service. So me making my customers happy will bring them back to me.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, if somebody sends you an email or a social media message or a phone call, you actually get back to them right away.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're thinking, this sounds pretty obvious thing to do.
It does.
But it's simple. It probably is one of the things that lets you win some contracts, right?
Because it absolutely did.
Yeah.
And I actually love it. And whenever my phone goes off, I know that what I'm doing is working.
Yeah.
So if my phone's ringing, something's going right. Yep. So, and I don't let any opportunities slip away from me. So I'm on task. I'm always answering phones, always answering my emails, always getting back to people. I give free advice. And you know what? Honestly, it's like Macy's, you know, Miracle on 34th Street. One of my favorite movies, I have to say, if I don't have it here, I'm going to send you to Gimbel's. But even though we do offer a wide variety of services, and we do, but sometimes my customers will ask me, you know, I need a landscaper or I need a roofer. Can you recommend somebody?
Yeah.
And I will go out of my way to make sure that these customers find what they need through me, and I'll make sure that they get in contact with these people. So I like to try to help people as much as possible, not only just through my services, but through the services of other people in the industry.
Yeah. Well, what happens is you're just not a paving person. You become a resource.
Correct.
So people are going to come to you, you know?
Correct.
And they know that, hey, Heather, she's going to try to sell us paving when we need it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I need other things, I know I can go to her and she'll give me some, maybe some referrals that have been validated.
Absolutely.
So you become like their trusted resource, right?
Absolutely. I love networking. And I know that it's like one hand washes the other.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to network with these particular companies because I know in hand they're going to feed me back some more people.
Right. Yep.
So, and I think that I'm networked with a lot of actually women in this industry, like landscapers,
yeah.
You know, grooming lawns and tree cutters and, you know, all these different things, which is great because, you know, we help each other out. But I mean, I also am networking with men as well. But, you know, it's hard to find people. And I know that the best way to advertise is word of mouth for sure.
Yeah.
And I want my reputation to be the best it can be. So I'm referring people that I trust loyally. You know, and vice versa.
Right. Yeah, that's great. Awesome for you.
So,
well, yeah. So you know, in your third year, I mean, you've already had phenomenal success. You are the queen of social media. I mean, that's how I found you. I was like, this woman has it going on. I'm gonna reach out to her. You know.
Well, like yeah. I said, you know, you can't lay dormant.
Yeah.
You got to be remembered.
Well,
because you know, who knows who's gonna think of what day? I mean,
right.
You might think you need a driveway in the winter.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people advertise, but if they see me up there, they're going to say,
right.
Oh, hey, there's one. Let me just call her.
Yeah.
So I don't let anybody escape.
What's the quote? 90% of success is just showing up.
True.
Right.
And I do. I'm more than showing up. Right. I'm knocking at their door. I'm ringing their doorbell. I'm emailing them back. I'm calling them.
You're running a shock and awe campaign.
Let's say I'm not forgetful.
Right. That's good. You make an impression. Well, I have a friend, Carol Golden, and he's been on my podcast. And right now he's a business coach and speaker. But before he was in the construction business.
Yeah.
And you know, when he first started, he just started, no experience, but you know, he had people that had experience under him.
Mm-hmm.
And he would you know, he was like you. He was, you know, trying to get business.
Mm-hmm.
And he started getting a lot of business, and finally it's just like, wow, is this easy or what?
Yeah.
And then he would ask, like, oh, why did you choose me? Because I know you were talking to three or four other people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the answer more often than not was like, you were the only one that would follow up.
You would be surprised.
Right?
You would be surprised. The number of people that actually tell me that,
yeah.
I'm astonished. I'm like, I can't believe that people don't want business.
Yeah.
And that's where I just, you know what, I sweep it up and put in my dustpan and I bring it with me because I want that business that they're throwing away.
Yeah.
I'm not letting anybody go.
That's
because
fantastic.
To me, everybody's the same. Everybody's money spends the same. You know, I definitely... Yeah. Don't want any opportunities to slip through my fingers.
Well, you seem like you've always been a go-getter. So tell us, before the business here, what were you doing?
Well, it depends on how far back you want to go. Do we want to go back to my Easy Bake Oven days where I would pick berries and make little pies and sell them
and
on
sell
the street?
Them. I like that. So that's when you knew you were an entrepreneur.
I did. I knew it. It was always in my blood, Dave.
Right.
I used to do that. Little lemonade stands.
Yep.
And then I would grow more mature and sell the clothes, you know, from my closet on my front porch.
Right. Wow. Like before eBay, right?
Yeah,
like,
before eBay. I was ahead of my time. Who knew, right?
You were the original.
I was a garage sale queen back then.
Right.
So
nice.
So, you know, after high school, I decided, you know, I needed a college education because I knew that was very important. So I went to Mohawk Valley Community College.
Sure.
I'm from Utica.
Yeah.
Originated Frankfort, New York.
Love Utica.
Yes. Food
Utica
is great.
Greens, chicken riggies.
Can't beat it.
Come on.
You can't beat it. And I make it here. So
I
brought a little bit of that back to Rochester with me.
Love it.
So anyways, after my 2-year degree, I wanted to go on to my 4-year. So I started at Oswego, but then I transferred over to Brockport. And then I loved this area. I always knew I wanted to come and live in Rochester. I don't know what it was. It was pulling me out here, but it did.
Yeah.
And I knew there was more opportunity here. So I got myself a little apartment, graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I met my now ex-husband. And that's how we got into the whole seal coating industry.
Yep.
And it just went from there.
Yeah, very cool. Now, I want to bring this up too, because we talked before, and you were a professional bodybuilder too, right?
Well, I was a figure competitor.
Okay.
Yes, I was a professional figure competitor. It's just a little bit different because, you know, there's bodybuilders that gain a lot more muscle. And then there's figure that, you know, have a really good physique and do show muscle, but they don't get as big as the actual bodybuilders.
Right.
But yes, I did become a figure pro competitor a few years ago.
Yeah. Are you still doing it?
I still work out 6 days a week, and I still work out like I'm competing, but I just don't join any shows. But asked, when am I going to do my next show? So.
Right.
For now, I just help women. Actually, I've coached a few women on posing and whatnot, and I still do that today.
Yeah.
I love to work out. It's all about balance for me.
Yeah.
I have to factor that into my day.
Well, it must be gratifying that, you know, so looking at you, I'm saying that I don't want to make you mad because you could probably kick my butt.
No. So. I would never do that. I might feed you to Thank death, you. But I'm not going to kick your butt.
You'll kill me by too much food, right?
Killed by greens. Oh, God.
But so it's probably gratifying knowing that you are in great shape, and that's just part
Thank
of
you.
That's just part of being a healthy entrepreneur.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. So
well, I feed the mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to. No, I work out every day, and if I don't work out every mm-hmm. day, I mean, I there's a lot of people talking. So I have a lot of people on the show. I have mm-hmm. a lot of people on my podcast, and I ask a lot of people their habits for success. Mm-hmm. And more, I'm hearing mm-hmm. a morning routine.
Absolutely.
Right? And so I, a friend of mine, Cameron Harold, has a book coming out called The Miracle Morning. Mm-hmm. And so you'll see a lot of high achievers. Mm-hmm. They're waking up at 4:30, 5 o'clock, and they have their own routine. Mm-hmm. And I started my own. You know, like this morning I get up at 5. My first thing is big glass of water.
Yes, right? Me too.
Big glass of
Same
water.
Thing.
Get it going.
Yep.
And then I go in a quiet place in my house, and I say a prayer.
Me too.
Get my day going with a nice prayer. Yeah, so far so good.
Absolutely, right? We're on the same page.
Are you copying me?
No, I swear to God, I'm not.
Maybe I'm copying you. and then I find out a lot of people are meditating. So I'll do like a 5-minute guided
That's
meditation.
That's so funny. Yep. I know, I do that too.
Right,
My husband got me into that, I have to say. But
yeah.
It's so good to get that calm before the storm.
Yeah, it's
right?
calming me. And then I'll read for about 5 or 10 minutes at least.
Exactly.
And then I'll kick into my workout. That's my Absolutely. Miracle morning. If I can do all those things in the morning, my day just kicks butt.
And it's so true. And I find that balance, and I do run the same routine.
Yep.
It's pretty funny that you and I do the same things every morning.
Well, I will.
Same things.
I will pray for you tomorrow morning.
Thank you. And ditto. But
right,
I sneak my coffee somewhere in between all of that, which we didn't mention, but
right,
I do have to have that too.
A little coffee going on.
Absolutely.
Espresso?
Once in a while, if I really want to get in a good routine, I'll have a double. But other than that, I'm just handling my regular.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so, what are some of your business habits and routines that mm-hmm. allow you to really, stay on top of your game?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is getting back to my customer. I mean, absolutely. If somebody's got a question or somebody's calling, I definitely know that that's my priority. I have to get back to them. And respond and make sure that they don't feel like they're not getting the attention they deserve.
Yep.
That's always my first and foremost.
So that's like incredible customer service.
Absolutely. I want to be second to none always.
Yeah.
So aside from that, the obvious, which should be the obvious, definitely advertising. I like to just every day just throw some link in, do a home show and whatnot, which we are going to be doing actually on the 24th and the 25th of this month.
Great.
We're going to be over at the Dome. I have a booth there. So if anybody wants to come and see me over there, I'll be setting up a booth over there and they can inquire with
me. The Dome Arena, the 24th, the 25th, it's the Rochester
Correct.
Home Show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'll be over there. So I'm starting to dabble in different other things that I didn't used to do, but mm-hmm. that's definitely something that's going to help my business, I'm sure.
Yep.
Social media, like I said, flyers. But quality and workmanship, 100% top notch.
So
that's
we get repeat business and referrals, right?
I do. Well, not only do we pay, we seal as well. So I know that if I'm installing a great job, they're going to call me back to seal it. And then they come back every other year, so I'm building my customer base that way.
Yeah, So I imagine it's seasonal, but how many employees do you have?
Well, at this time, I have approximately 15, 20, depending on
the
job. Sometimes I can pick up one or two extra people if I have a bigger job.
Right, yeah.
So
these people can work other places. Do you have some intentional strategies
to
make sure that they're engaged?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have different crews doing different things every day.
Yeah.
So, and I try not to limit myself. I have my landscaping crew out if I have to send them out. I got my seal coating crew all set intact. I got my paving crew all set intact. My concrete guy when we need to do that as well. So we're in gear and ready for anything.
So it seems like, you're almost ready for to apply for the Rochester Top 100.
I definitely want to do that.
Awards. Yeah.
Absolutely. I would love to.
Yeah.
I would love to. I think I'm ready if they're ready to take me on as as somebody who's, willing and able to be on the list.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to be a candidate.
Right, yeah. Well, I could see it. I could totally see it.
Thank you.
So if you are to vision... in a company 5 years from now, where do you see that? Where do you want to be in 5 years?
In 5 years from now in my industry, I definitely know being a WBE certificate holder, which I will be, I plan to get into more state work and federal work and spreading the joy throughout the state.
Because, I mean, that means you can go all over the place.
I can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Basically, it's just up to me to pick and choose what projects I want to do. And I'm on bid lists for things. So I get asked to bid things all over the place.
That
so
is incredible.
It's just up to me what I decide to take on and how big I want to get.
I'm so excited for you.
I'm so excited for me too. Thank you.
I feel like I'm catching you right at the right time.
You are.
Because like a year from now, you might not take my call, you know?
No, I totally would never turn you down, especially being Italiano, huh?
There you go. I want some Utica greens for sure.
I'll make them for you anytime.
All right, excellent. So just logistically, I'm just being curious. Let's say you get a job, near New York City, because now, if you're getting more state jobs, how do you logistically do that? Do you bring a crew down there, all your equipment, or are there people there you can hire temporarily?
Okay, I get that. And I guess it would depend on the job size. If it's sizable enough, I could actually hire other crews down in the area to work for me rather than lugging everything down there. But I'd still project manage. I'd still be on the site.
Yeah.
I would still make sure everything's intact. I would understand where the plants are, where the facilities are, all of that. And I would just put that whole package together and do exactly the same thing that I do here down there. So either way, depending on the size of the job.
So seasonal business, right? So you're not doing much paving in the winter.
Correct.
Okay. So what do you do to keep yourself busy in the winter? Are there other things that you do with the business, or you just work out a little bit more?
I knew you were going to throw that in there. Right? But I absolutely have to work out. We have to do our daily routine. That's always a thing. But what I like to do in the winter is get prepared for my season.
Yeah.
So I am constantly still advertising. I'm preparing bids for the next season. Yeah. I'm ringing people's bells still. I'm emailing my customers, welcoming them to join us, back to get, their driveway sealed or whatever maintenance they need, their parking lot sealed.
Yeah.
So it doesn't ever really stop.
Yeah.
I keep going. I build my business. I build a pipeline, and I make sure that everything's ready to go come April time.
So you're almost like a farmer. Planting the seeds.
Yes.
In the winter, right?
Exactly.
And then you're harvesting in the spring, summer,
exactly.
And fall, right?
Exactly. I try to maybe take a little vacation in between the
reconnect the synapses a little bit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, Heather, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm here with Heather Caruso, President, CEO, Founder, Director of Whatever It Takes at Onyx Paving.
Join Gordon Deal weekdays from 5 to 9 for America's Morning News on 1310 WOKR.
I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC. Stocks are continuing to rally, with the Nasdaq at least surprisingly close to erasing its correction losses. The Dow is up 287, Nasdaq's up 53, and the S&P 500 has gained 20. The good news doesn't, however, include GE, the oldest company in the Dow Industrials. Shares are down 2% after adding three new directors to its board, which will still be cut from 18 members to 12, and after revealing potential Justice Department charges of subprime mortgage violations. Love Girl Scout cookies? Well, Dunkin' Donuts is introducing three fave-flavored coffees today, Thin Mints, Coconut Caramel, and Peanut Butter, under a licensing agreement with the Girl Scouts. And the average pump price for a gallon of regular gas dropped about 6 cents nationally in the past 2 weeks, but analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices will likely go up again. Stephanie Shelton, CNBC.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Call to receive your free DVD videos and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7179 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-956-7179. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7179 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Something new in talk radio. 1310 WOKR.
Russo today from Onyx Paving. I'm moving forward just from listening to her. Very love inspiring, it. Great, contagious
love
energy.
It. Love it.
You know, and we're talking to her about her business, which is a paving business. And if you're just tuning in, we talked about how, you know, Heather is a beautiful young lady in a very male-dominated industry. And I think
Thank
it's
you.
Fantastic because, first of all, like, you're very good at it.
Thank
You're
you.
Very good at what you do. Obviously, you have a great business, great repeat customers. They're Thank coming you. Back for more, mm-hmm. referring you for more. But I'm really admiring you because you're kind of using what could be a negative, like, oh, this is male business. But you're using it as like as a great, like, kind of unique advantage, like almost like a marketing tool. Like, you know what? I am mm-hmm. a woman. I am a woman in this
totally.
Male-dominated business. But gosh darn it,
totally
you know what?
Am.
You are going to put that aside. As soon as you meet me, because you know that I'm going to do an incredible job, right?
I have to. That's what I go out there. Like, I have to have that attitude.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, I've had that attitude with everything I ever put myself into. So why should my business be any different?
Right.
I don't consider myself, you know, any less of a business person because I'm in a male-dominated industry.
Yeah.
I feel like I could bring something new to this industry, a woman's touch.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that, like I said, you know, people enjoy getting to meet me, even though they're a little shocked. Like I said, when I knock at their front door, they're like, I'm sorry, when's he coming? But no, I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then they start to talk to me and they understand that I do have the knowledge to answer any of their questions. And they get comfortable with it. And then, you know, we move along and I end up getting... Yeah. A high percentage of my estimates.
Right.
So.
No. Good for you. So I always ask I ask all my guests about balance, right?
Yes.
You know, I met a mentor of mine. His name is Jay Goltz, and years ago he gave me some great advice, and it was an experience that he had. He went to a conference that at that time in the 80s, the speaker was this major, very famous entrepreneur known worldwide, and then afterwards Jay went to his publicist and said, tell me about his kids. How are his kids?
Mm-hmm.
And the publicist said, not so good, you know?
Oh.
And then he left and then turned around and came back and he goes, you know, since you asked, I got to be honest with you. Between you and me, his kids are like not good. I mean, they're one's on drugs and one won't talk to him.
Oh, geez.
And so Jay was like, he was just starting out as an entrepreneur and that was cold water in his face to say like, you know what? Great business success, but complete failure at home, right? And so Jay tells that lesson to younger entrepreneurs to remind them that a truly successful entrepreneur is not only successful, you know, with business, but also family and also, as you're talking about, wellness, right?
Health, absolutely.
You know, mental, physical health. So it's all about, because and then the other side with the wellness is you see a successful entrepreneur. And, you know, he's 150 pounds overweight. You're like, is this guy going to make it another year, right? And so it's truly about, like, trying to balance the whole picture, right?
Absolutely.
And,
I feel like that.
So you, 100%. I mean, so I'm here. I met your husband. You have kids. You're in great shape. Like,
Thank
how
you.
Do
Thank
you,
you
balance it all? I know you're intentional about it. I know you're just not winging it. So what are some of your strategies, especially in your busy season, to really, you know, make sure that everything, that you are a well-balanced entrepreneur?
You have to be diligent. Mm-hmm. You have to be diligent. I mean, if I could touch anybody with any of my words, really, it's definitely getting up and having that positive attitude and having that drive, and you got to be diligent about it. I could see myself doing anything, and getting there is my goal. How to get there? What am I going to do? Like every day I set little tiny goals for myself, and I always try my best to achieve them. I mean, they say writing it down, you're three times as likely to achieve your goal, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I do that too. But I also, you know, I've read a few books lately that have also helped me along my way, like The Law of Attraction. And I definitely agree with the book 100%, because I noticed that taking some of those laws and applying it into my life, I've been able to manage and achieve all of my goals, really, I got to be honest with you, that I've set out to do. So, and I kind of tunnel vision it. I don't let anything get in my way. I see myself and I see me where I want to be. And there's no stopping me. Once I know what I want, I get it. Mm-hmm. And that's how you have to be in business and too, and in life. I get up like you, same regimen, get up, water, coffee, maybe espresso, depending on the day.
Yep.
You know, saying a prayer. I always thank God for what I have each day. And being grateful always gives me a good return. Mm-hmm. So along with that, I definitely know I have to get my workout in. So I get my endorphins in. It gives me the energy for the day. It gives me my positive attitude. And then from then on in, I just always just try to stay positive. And then I go get it. Yep. I just go out there and I get it.
Beautiful.
So,
And the family seems balanced as well. How many kids are in this house?
Yeah.
You got a few kids. I've seen some pictures. Well,
there's many pictures in my house. Yeah, yes. Yeah. We have six kids.
Right.
I have three of my own, and Anthony has three. It's a mixed marriage, but it couldn't be any better.
Yeah.
We have four girls and two boys all together. So me personally.
I'm almost a little Brady Bunch thing going on.
Without Alice, but I've been waiting for her to come knock at my door. Where is she? Alice, she never shows up.
You would be on top of her like crazy. You would drive her nuts.
I'd be telling her what to do. Yeah. Oh, you missed a spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Myself, I mean, my kids this year, they're going to be 22, 20, and 18.
Wow.
So I started when I was 24 years old. They're all 2 years apart. I have two girls and a boy. My oldest daughter, Nina, is she just got a real estate license, and mm-hmm. she's just got another side job at Empire Digital Designs, where she works, and she's also a model.
Yeah.
So you can look her up. She's great. Then my daughter, Gianna's at Brockport. She is taking up sports medicine. She wants to be a physical therapist, which is great.
Yeah.
And she's beautiful. They're both beautiful.
Of course.
And my son, who is also beautiful.
Massively handsome.
Mommy's little boy. He's a senior at Schrader, so he graduates this year and hopes to start his own business, too. And I don't know where he gets that from, but more power to you.
Right. Hey, the actions speak louder than words, right?
Right. So, exactly. Yeah. Go for it. Right. I support my kids 100%, and they're all a part of my balance.
Yeah.
When they were babies, when I first started my seal coating company back in 1996, after I had my children, so that would be 6 years after the fact, they were in my back seat in their little car seats, coming with me to distribute flyers. Granted, it was a great way to get them to go to sleep.
Right.
But I picked them up. I put them in my back seat. I went around town. I did my flyers. I was answering the phones with them in my hand. So, I mean, my kids were always first and foremost, and then my business. But I always made sure that my business didn't suffer because I was a full-time mom. So I did balance it even back then. I had to find a way because I didn't want my kids to suffer, but I didn't want my business to suffer. I wanted to be successful for my kids.
Right.
And I still stand behind those values today. And I want to be a role model for my kids. I want to be a great role model. And that's one of the reasons why I decided to do the figure competing competitions. Because even though that was just a few years ago in my life, I'm now going to be 45.
Yeah.
I wanted them to know that no matter what age you are, you could still go for things and achieve your goals. And I was up there going against 19-year-old girls.
Right.
And I was winning. I was killing it.
Yeah, baby.
And I loved it. And I'm like, and I wanted my kids to see that.
Right.
Anything you set out to do,
you can make it happen.
You can definitely
do it. That's a true example.
Absolutely want to lead by example.
Yeah, and now they see mommy starting her own business. And not only, and that's very difficult in and of itself. You're starting a business in a male-dominated industry, And you're still kicking it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been in the business since 96. So, yeah, yeah. I mean, the fact that it is male-dominated, it never scared me anyways. Yeah, yeah. I was the firstborn of four kids.
What's so scary?
So, I don't know. I haven't met it yet. You know? So
I have a feeling I do not want to get in your way.
You never be in my way anyways. I love everybody. So.
Excellent. That's great. So you're talking about books. So you talked about that Law of Attraction book.
Great book.
Are there some other books that you would recommend? Maybe some like... You know, yeah. beginning to middle stage entrepreneurs to help them, you know, get to their next level.
Well, I mean, I've read a couple of books, you know, Spin Selling. That was a while ago, though. I hope you don't want me to go into great detail. But, you know, I got to say, no matter what books you read, people buy you. They buy your personality. They buy your trust.
Yeah.
So if I can earn your trust, I'm going to earn your business.
Yeah.
So I don't quite know that you can learn that from a book. I think it has to be in your personality.
Yeah.
If you are a trusting person, you're going to sell that to anybody because you can't go up there and fake it.
Right.
Because I wear my heart on my sleeve because I'm a trustworthy person.
Yeah.
So when I'm knocking on somebody's door and I'm telling them this is exactly what you need,
they're
buying my product, but they're also buying me.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. I want people to know that they can trust me and rely on me, and I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're not always 100% everybody. Yeah. You know, I stand behind 100%, but, you know, if anything should ever go wrong, I'm someone they can always find.
Yeah.
And if you have a question, if you're not sure of something and I've already got my check from you, you can rely on me to come back and service you again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be lost
for
my customers, even down the road. So when my job is done, it's really not done because they know that they can still reach me for whatever it is they have.
Total integrity.
It totally is. And that's what's going to help my company grow and succeed.
So you ready for the fun questions?
I'm ready. I thought that was fun.
Oh, no, these are the ambush fun questions that you're not prepared for.
Oh, no. Okay.
So,
okay.
Favorite Disney character and why?
Oh, that wasn't on my list, Dave. It was not on my list.
Ambush question.
Oh, you know what? I got to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't even know if he's Disney, but growing up, and I don't even know why they don't play it anymore, but Yogi Bear was always one of my favorite characters.
Yogi Bear? Okay.
I love Yogi Bear.
That's like Hanna-Barbera, but still.
I mean, I love Yogi Bear. I used to always watch Yogi Bear's Christmas growing up. I just loved him, and I can't find him anymore. But I love Yogi Bear. I mean, I love all Disney. I'm definitely a classics kind of girl. I love all the old movies, so I could still watch old movies all day.
Favorite movie? How about favorite movie? I'm putting you on the spot over here.
You are. I got a few, but
okay. You
know what I love best is I love old classical things. Like I love the Out of Towners with Jack Lemmon. I mean, I like older comedy movies, but I liked the innocence in the movies back then.
Like it was It's a Wonderful Life type of thing.
It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah.
You know, all those kind of classics. I'm definitely somebody that loves that era.
Yeah.
Even though I wasn't, you know.
You're an old soul.
We'll keep to the soul. Well, the old soul is good.
You're not old, but you're an old soul.
Right.
You probably were 6 years old, and
exactly.
Your relatives were like,
"Hey, watch this."
I'm the same way. I was always that little kid that instead of playing with the other kids, I would hang out with the old people and just ask them questions and like try to converse with them.
Oh,
and
they called me
the old soul too. You know.
Yeah.
So,
Well, that's good. It's a loving soul. I can tell.
Oh, you're sweet.
Very compassionate.
Right back at you.
Thank you.
So, another ambush question.
Sure.
If you have the ability to go back in time,
and
spend time with anybody in history, and let's say it can't be relatives because that's easy, right? My grandpa.
Of course.
So, who you can name a few people, but who would that person or who would those people be?
If I can go back in time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I definitely have to give credit to Jesus Christ because he is my savior and he did sacrifice his life to save our souls and our sins.
I think it would be pretty interesting to go meet Jesus Christ.
I think it would be too.
Absolutely.
We could have some bread and wine, you know.
Absolutely.
But he did a lot for us. And I always say that to my husband and he thinks I'm crazy, but I'm like, you know, well, I don't need to have all of these really fine things. It's like, because I know that when I go, I can't take it with me.
Right.
I grew up with nothing, and I appreciate everything that I have today. Everything, no matter if it's shoes or whatever.
Yeah.
I am very grateful, and I wouldn't change the way I grew up for anything.
Yeah.
Having nothing brought me to who I am today, and I think every place I've ever been has brought me to where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
So when I take a look at, you know, Jesus and what he's done for me, I feel like who better of an inspirational being than him, because he's made so much sacrifices for people he didn't even know without even having anything.
Yep.
So for me, I mean, if I could go back in time, I guess I would have to say, yeah, Jesus.
Terrific. Jesus. That's great. And then, you know, a lot of people I ask that question to give that answer. So I think that's fantastic. Yeah.
I'm glad people feel the same way.
Absolutely. Probably glad. The second one is Abraham Lincoln. you know, I get that a lot.
Yeah, as long as I'm not sitting next to him at the play, I'm good.
Right.
I'm
yes.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Right. Yep. Yeah. You don't want that blood splatter. Yeah. That'd be terrible.
I'll pass on that.
So, yeah. Heather Caruso. Yeah. We are. I'm just saying your name again. People listening. I'm here with Heather Caruso, mm-hmm. Onyx Paving, mm-hmm. and Heather. Believe it or not, we're just about out of time. If people,
okay,
I know, it
went
fast, didn't it?
It did, because I had such a good time. I love it.
Well, you know, when you're in a good conversation, the time flies.
True.
Yeah.
True that.
So if people want to get in touch with you, and maybe it could be from, they want to do business with you.
Mm-hmm.
They want, so you do commercial and residential paving.
Yes, we do.
And sealing.
Sealing and concrete.
And concrete.
Landscaping.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and if I can't find it, I can find it for
you
them.
You know somebody that you can recommend.
Absolutely.
So if they want to get in touch for that, or let's just say, you know what, Heather, I'm thinking of starting a business or I'm growing a business and I need
mm-hmm.
help.
Mm-hmm.
You seem like the type of person that would be there to be a mentor and a coach.
Absolutely.
And help people. So how do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me on LinkedIn
mm-hmm.
under Heather Caruso. I also have another page under Onyx Paving, so either one of those would be fine.
Okay.
I also have a Facebook page mm-hmm. up for Onyx Paving. I have a cell phone number.
Yep. You want to give that up?
I definitely do. Right. If anybody wants to.
Before
you
give
know.
It out, though, I'm going to put the disclaimer out there. She's happily married, guys. All right? So, professional calls only, okay?
That's fine. It's all over the media, so all if right. I give it out here, I'm not worried about it. But, you know, if anybody would like an estimate for the driveway, if they're interested in talking to me, again, you know, about how I can help them maybe start their business or whatever the case may be, my number is 585-406-1520. We have a website also at www.onyxpavingllc.com.
Great.
We are also on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and I think that's at Angie's List too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Very good, Heather.
Yeah, we're
well,
over.
Heather, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
Totally.
Thanks for having me.
It.
I had a blast. I'd
My
love
God.
To do it again.
This is
sometime.
So much fun. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Toast espresso. Toast espresso.
You're a great guest, and thank you really for sharing. Appreciate the journey and the lessons.
I appreciate it.
And I wish you massive continued success.
Thank you so much. I look forward to being successful.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.